And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton. Today on Main Street, we have an excerpt featuring one of the voices in the new documentary, Gutes Essen. Carolyn Spurley talks about her family's immigration to North Dakota.
My name is Carolyn Spurley from Napoleon, North Dakota. Now, I'm going to show you my Welsh. We lived on a farm about 6 miles northwest of here. I was born there in January the 23rd, 1916. When the priest baptized me, he said, "The smallest baby I ever baptized." Grandpa and his family came on the ship. They came over in April 1911. And when they got to New York, when they looked at Grandpa, they noticed he was blind in one eye. Like you put cattle in the corral, that's what they did to him, and put an X on his shoulder. And then they said, "You can come in, but he can't." Then they had enough money so that they could take care of Grandpa, anybody, you know. So they let him come. And then from there, from New York, they took the train to Lytton, because that's where cousins were. After they were there a while, Grandma was standing behind the house crying, "I wish I would be back in Russia, but I don't like the ship." There was an agent there, and he said to our grandpa, "You can set up a homestead in Napoleon." So they came over, and then they had a homestead. My oldest brother and my oldest sister were born in Russia. And then when I was born, then they called me the little Yankee. In the 30s, when I grew up, this was a German community. I didn't think we were poor because we had chickens, we had pigs, we had cows, so we had milk, and we had everything, you know. There was food on the table, and place to sleep, what else did we want? I had a good life.
That's Carolyn Spurley from the new documentary, Gutes Essen, Good Eating in German-Russian Country.